Part 5. The Green Bottle.
The tournament started early in the afternoon, and hundreds of people were there to watch it. King Germán, the Queen and Isolde sat in the first seats. Isolde was very anxious. Both men wore heavy armour. Seneschal rode a black horse and Tristan rode a white one. Seneschal fought bravely because he wanted to marry Isolde so much, but in the end, Tristan killed Seneschal. He was the winner!
Hooray for Sir Tristan!
Cheered the people.
Hooray!
Now Tristan could take Isolde to his uncle, King Mark. The Queen loved Isolde and wanted her to be happy with King Mark.
Isolde must fall in love with King Mark,
she thought.
Then she'll be happy. I must prepare the best love potion in the world for them. When they drink this love potion, they will always love each other.
She quickly went to her herb garden and took the magic herbs for the love potion. Then she went to her secret room in the castle and made the potion. When it was ready, she called Lady Bragni, who was Isolde's maid and friend.
Listen carefully, Lady Bragni,
said the Queen.
You'll go with Isolde to Cornwall. The ship leaves tomorrow.
Yes, my Queen,
said Lady Bragni.
I'm happy to go with Isolde.
On the day of her marriage, you must give this green bottle to Isolde and King Mark,
said the Queen.
Tell them to drink this excellent wine, a good luck present from me. Remember, Bragni, they both must drink it. This is the strongest love potion in the world. When they drink it, they will always love each other. Their love will be the greatest in the world and it will never die. Do you understand?
Yes, I do,
said Lady Bragni. She left the Queen's room with the green bottle in her hands. The next day, Tristan's ship left Ireland for Cornwall. The sea voyage took many days. There was stormy weather at sea, and Isolde sat in her cabin all day. Sometimes she was sad because she thought about her mother and father. Tristan often visited her and told her stories of old Cornwall. He also told her the story of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Isolde liked listening to his stories. During the stormy weather, Lady Bragni was often ill and stayed in bed in her cabin. One evening, Tristan and Isolde played the harp and sang together all evening. Tristan was thirsty. Do you have anything to drink in the cabin?
Lady Bragni brought a bottle of wine,
said Isolde, pointing to a green bottle on a shelf.
Would you like some?
Yes, I would, said Tristan. Isolde took two gold cups and they drank the wine together. They did not know that it was the Queen's love potion. The green bottle was soon empty. Tristan and Isolde talked and laughed together, but something strange was happening to them. They started looking into each other's eyes and feeling strange. What was this new feeling? They were in love. That evening, the sea became calm and Bragni soon felt better. She went to find Isolde and immediately saw the empty bottle and the two gold cups. But Bragni had a cold heart and did not say anything to Tristan and Isolde.
This is terrible,
she thought.
They both drank the potion and they will be unhappy lovers until they die. But they must never know the truth. Oh, why did this happen?
That night when Isolde was sleeping, Bragni took the empty green bottle and threw it into the sea. The next morning, Tristan went to visit Isolde in her cabin. Isolde, said Tristan, something strange happened to me last night and now I'm in love with you.
Oh, Tristan,
said Isolde, smiling.
The same thing happened to me. I'm in love with you too.
They looked at each other and embraced and kissed.
Our love is impossible, Tristan. I must marry King Mark.
Yes, I know, said Tristan sadly. King Mark is my uncle, and I love him like a father. But I love you more than anyone or anything in the world, my sweet Isolde.
We must enjoy these few wonderful days at sea together,
said Isolde. These are the only days we have, said Tristan. When we get to Cornwall, our happiness will end, but not our love.
No, our love will never end,
said Isolde, touching his hand.
Never, ever.